This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by the Made to Measure Leggings class from SewHere.com. This online class brings ZD right into your sewing room to show you how to measure, draft, and construct a pair of leggings based on your personal measurements. Go to SewHere.com/leggings to find out more and get access to all the videos and course materials immediately. That's SewHere.com/leggings.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. Are these jingle bells? It's the holiday? No, it's not jingle bells.
It's jingle seam allowance discs.
Jingle seam allowance discs. I don't even know if this is showing up, like, or if it's annoying. It's really terrible. I'm Mallory Donahue.
I'm ZD Donahue.
And this is the Sewing Out Loud podcast. And I am jingling seam allowance discs because we are podcasting about them. It's so funny. This is an interesting topic. People see these things and it's either, I feel like they react like, oh my God, that's what I've been waiting for. Or they're like, what is this? Like,
or
and why are you asking for money for it?
How do I attach these to my machine?
Yeah, no, people, it's like one or the other. It's like they get it or they're like, what the heck are you doing, you know? And I understand that. So anyway, we are going to podcast about these seam allowance discs and how we use them, the different ways to use them. I kept describing them to people and then being like, oh, and you can do this with them and you can do this with them and you can do this. So I wanted to bring that up. So anyway, seam allowance discs. We have manufactured these before.
But not quite as fancy.
Not quite as cool as these.
These are enamel.
They are. So our first iteration of seam allowance discs were a really thin stainless steel disc. And they were labeled with the increments. Okay, we will get around to what the heck this is, I promise. And we only had them in 5/8, half inch, and 3/8 inch in this stainless steel. And now we have them in quarter inch.
The baby quarter inch.
Which we wanted. Like, we wanted this originally, and the first manufacturer we went to was like, we can't do that for you. And so I was sad.
Apparently they didn't work in tiny.
Yeah. And so anyway, I found a different manufacturer. And these are an enameled nickel. They will remind you, you know, of kind of an enameled pin.
They look like a charm. They look like they belong on a charm bracelet
yeah.
or something.
And so,
which is exactly how I think the prototype one I have been pitted on a chain around my neck.
I know. Well, we got,
or like so on my keychain or something.
I was so worried that these weren't going to quite work that I asked for a sample from the manufacturer, and I kind of had to cough up some money for that.
So they're cost as much as an expensive job.
I was a little worried about it. Yeah, it cost as much as like a pretty piece of jewelry. But we got the 5/8 inch one as our prototype, and it worked so nicely. And so I'm so excited. So anyway, let's just look back up and just describe these for people who haven't seen them. There are a lot of pictures on the internet. I've done some videos. So just in case you are driving in the car and you don't, you know, you want to see it. So these are circular discs.
It looks like a coin.
It looks like a coin. And it's thicker. So if you have the previous version, we put the previous version in a Sew Here box.
Right.
I can't remember which one it was, like the Dressmaker's
Delight.
We did
not sell them outright. They were in a package.
I only had a few like left that we could sell outright. And so since these are sort of our invention and our thing, it was a little hard for me to know how many to order. And it was expensive. And, you know, it wasn't like I could just order five and then order five more. You know, I had to order big time volume. So these new ones are thicker, which is great because we'll get to talking about why that's nice. And there is a hole in the center of them. kind of a small hole.
And that hole is utilized to make your distance from your seam.
That's right.
Because there's a hole at towards one edge, which we could call like the top of the coin maybe.
Yeah.
Which a chain or ribbon would go through if you wanted to keep them.
Yeah. So there's two holes. One is a small hole in the center where a marking utensil is supposed to go in. A pencil, a pen, anything that can kind of fit in there. Our chunky mechanical pencils that we love, you know, if you click that out a couple times, fits right in there.
Yeah. And I really do like a pencil lead through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then that hole at the top is simply meant for storage. So people are like, what's that other hole for? So, you know, there we go. And there are four.
And isn't that how we're sending them out, like on a chain?
Just on a chain, right, in a little plastic bag.
On like a, you know, a little beaded chain.
Ball chain. Mm-hmm. It's this ball chain. And it's actually, it's okay once you do it once, but the first time they've like made the clasp kind of tight.
No, and that's good.
Yeah, it's good, except for if you have to do 100
of them.
if you're at home and you're opening it up every time you want to use it, that's fine. But Mallory's fingers are a little tired. Might have lost a little skin doing these. So anyway,
poor Mallory.
Poor Mallory. And since I have this new manufacturer, originally I was like wanting to make these really decorative, like have a lot of like scrolly, beautiful, like I did want to make them look like a piece of jewelry.
Right.
You know?
Well, they do anyway.
No, but now, they look great. And the numbers though are really large and readable, which is also very important.
Which we all enjoy more and more and more all the time.
Oh man. That's important to me. And I'm 31. I'm not generally the age where people are like, give me some reading glasses, you know, but I like things to be easy to see.
I never like to be in the dark. Like,
me neither.
I guess, you know, I know people that will like, they just like read like with a reading lamp or something. No, I would like the whole room lit up. I don't know what that is.
This is in my family, like Derek and Zelda. They're like, let's turn off the lights. I'm like, no, it's like, can't see anything.
Yeah, just the TV, and no, like, I need like another, it can be like real, like an ambient type light, but I need just some other glow someplace in the room.
Well,
it
must be genetic.
Must be.
Obviously. Okay, so these discs are different sizes. All right, so in case you need a little geometry refresher, you have a circle, and the distance across the circle at, you know, its widest point, which it has an infinite amount of these, but it is called the diameter.
That's correct.
Okay. And half of the diameter is called the radius. Okay. So when you take one of these discs and you put it down and then you stick your pencil in the center, okay,
right,
you are, you know, in the center of the circle, and so the radius of the circle going out from your pencil.
Right, you are in the center of the diameter.
Yeah, and so that is what the number printed on the circle indicates. It's the radius. So this 5/8-inch disc is actually sort of like an inch and 3/4 across. Just it's a little shorter than that because 6/8 would actually be. I'm sorry, inch and a half, excuse me.
I was going to say,
sorry about
you
that.
Didn't know that 2/5 is an inch and a half? Okay, it is.
Well, it's not. It's actually 10/8, okay? So 12/8 would be an inch and a half.
So and it's this inch is and a quarter. 10,
so it's, no, well, what? An inch and a quarter.
10/8 is what?
10/8.
What's 2/8?
A quarter.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's one
okay,
and a
so
quarter.
Okay, so it's one and a quarter. Oh, gosh. Okay, so it's one. I'm sorry. I can't. I promise that. I promise they're accurate.
It's pandemic brain.
It
that's
is pandemic
all.
Brain. It's an inch and a quarter. Okay. And so then we have our half inch, which is like
and what would
inch
that
across.
Be? What would
there
half of a half be?
It's an inch across. And so then we have our quarter inch, which is a half inch, you know, complete diameter. So anyway, those are. That's how they're labeled. They're labeled by the radius because what you do is you stick your utensil in the middle and then you line up the edge of your disc with whatever other edge you're
with
you,
the line that doesn't have a seam allowance. Where the line where you're wanting to add a seam allowance.
Well, that's the first use for them.
Right.
Okay. So
right.
So how these are used.
Because we refer to them as seam allowance disc.
We do. But I've just been telling people so many other uses for them that I just want to give a little teaser. So if you draft a pattern, like if you draft the easy tee, you know, from sewhere.com, then we have you add seam allowance to it, okay? So when you add seam allowance to your pattern that's drafted, what you've drawn are really sewing lines.
Right.
Okay? So that's what you've drawn. So that's actually where we're going to end up sewing.
You have drawn your stitching lines.
Mm-hmm. And then we teach you in the class before we invented these, we show you how to do this with a ruler. Okay, and so you can add with, there are things called grading rulers, and people can be really efficient with them.
Right.
You know, there's nothing wrong with this. And when you add seam allowance, like, to a straight line.
A straight short line or a short space. I don't use these for every single thing.
No.
Right.
Yeah, I don't use them for everything. But when you do it with a curve, this is what you're adding. And so when you do this, you run the edge of your circle along that stitching line.
That's right.
And just like when we talk to you about keeping an accurate seam allowance.
Right.
Okay. You want to watch the edge of your circle and that sewing line. Don't watch the pencil. Okay. You know.
Again.
Watch your.
Right.
Stationary guide, okay? I also find that when I'm drafting, that if I drag this toward me, it's a little easier.
I think it is, too.
Than pushing it away.
It might even be the movement of your arm. Do you know what I mean? Because you're coming towards yourself instead of going out and away. I don't know.
Yeah.
Going sideways is good for me, too. Like, going along, you know, along the side of something and going like going to the right for me.
Right. So it takes a little bit of practice to get used to them, but they do do work. And the new design where they're thicker, okay,
right,
makes it so that you can put them along the edge of a ruler. Because sometimes it's hard to see, like, the 5/8-inch line on a ruler, like the quarter-inch line. So if you are doing it onto a straight edge, you can do that.
I also think that because they're a little bit heftier, they glide a little better, I think.
Yes.
Than the thin, the oomph of it. You know what I mean? It has, not everybody might think that, but I do.
Yeah, no, I think that they are much improved over the past
version. And they're prettier.
They are so much prettier. They're green. So that's how they work for kind of our first, you know, use for them is just adding that seam allowance to sort of a self-drafted pattern. So we're going to take a break and talk about a couple other uses for the seam allowance discs. ZD, wouldn't it be cool if everyone who listened to this podcast could learn how to make perfectly fitting leggings directly from you, the leggings expert?
Well, yes, Mal. That's why we produce the Made to Measure Leggings class. I teach anyone, no matter their age, ability, or gender, to make perfectly fitting leggings based on their measurements. And if someone is feeling particularly generous, they can make leggings for anyone who they can get to stand still long enough to measure.
You, yes, you, can get immediate access to all the videos and course materials in the Made to Measure Leggings class by going to sewhere.com/leggings. This online class allows you to complete the process at your own pace, and you own it forever, so you can rewatch it as many times as you need.
Stop struggling with the leggings that roll down or sag in the wrong places. I'll be your guide as you create leggings that are made especially for you.
No matter what your equipment or skill level, ZD covers everything from measuring, drafting, cutting, and construction on a sewing machine or serger in this class. Go to sewhere.com/leggings and get started today.
Sewing out loud.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Okay, yes. And we're back. So, adding seam allowance to stitching lines on your self-drafted patterns, if that's not sexy enough for you, listen here, okay? I've got some more uses. So, you know, sometimes you get a pattern with a seam allowance that you just don't agree with.
That's true.
Yeah, isn't it? So, if you get a pattern that has only a quarter-inch seam allowance and you think it should be different, okay? Or let's say you get a pattern of 5/8 inch seam allowance and you think it should be different. Whatever, okay? You could use these discs to modify.
Right, so you could add allowance or take away.
That's
so
right.
So if you had a 5/8
uh-huh,
and you wanted a 3/8,
yeah,
what would you use? You'd use your quarter inch because your quarter inch is a 2/8.
It's 2/8. That's right.
Okay, just so you know.
Just so you know.
Call me. Text me. Do not text.
Talk to mom.
Bring it to my attention. Do not bring it to Mallory's. Okay?
I promise. We just double checked the discs. They are
correct.
I've
just been doing math longer. I don't know.
I think it's because it's not in front of me, and I had too much coffee today.
Mallory's complaining about being jittery.
Yeah,
like this is new.
Sometimes my husband caffeine poisons me by making the coffee stronger.
That did happen one time. Yes.
Okay, let's talk about measuring. Okay. So we normally grind coffee beans and put them in the French press. But one day we accidentally bought ground coffee. So Derek just puts ground coffee in the French press. And what I'd been doing with the ground coffee was putting it in the coffee grinder to use it as a measuring cup. Because we go to this certain line.
Yeah,
it's a random line.
Right.
I hate this coffee grinder. And so I'd been using the same. Right. So one day he's like, well, I just put whatever I want in there. And I was like, you almost killed me. Like I was like feeling so terrible. I had a weird headache. And I was like, I think you caffeine poisoned me. Anyway, anywho,
I don't drink coffee.
You won't miss
measure. But I have to listen to everyone complain about the strength that everyone else makes their coffee.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, I disagree.
There's three schools of thought in our family. There's Hillary and Josh's coffee, and then there's Jerry's coffee, and then there's Mallory and
Derek's coffee. Yeah.
And frankly, I don't give a damn.
Frankly, my dear.
I
but
don't
you're
going to
get
damn.
Accurate. You're going to measure accurately with your seam allowance disc. So you can just open your Coke, Mom. Okay. Huh. Just open it. So you can modify the seam allowance of a pattern that you get, making it larger or smaller, using mathematics and these seam allowance discs. And this is nice on, I'm just thinking about like sort of the crotch curve of a pair of trousers or, you know, the sleeve cap or something like that, if you want to do that. I do want to say we've kind of spoken out before about modifying seam allowances in the name of like altering a pattern.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got its uses. It has its moments, okay?
You would assume that the person or persons that made the pattern know the proper seam allowance.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is sometimes in the group we'll have people who are like, I'm making this garment, and so I just increased the seam allowance to 1 inch to account for like fit. And I'm like, okay, you've added like 4 inches around your whole pattern.
You mean they wanted to add more room, or they just wanted that seam allowance so that they could go back and alter?
But yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Something.
Like both of those things. And
right. But I have seen, for instance, I have seen like bag patterns.
Yeah.
That have a quarter inch seam allowance.
I prefer.
I do not think that is a good idea.
I prefer a half inch for sure on those.
The stitch needs something to grab onto and to hold. That is, I just don't think that's enough.
And that's our...
I mean, I don't want to make it and have it come apart.
Right. That me too.
And you're talking to, you know, three thread
narrow
here.
Yeah, you're talking to 3CN people. Yeah.
You're talking to three thread narrow here.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, there's something, especially if it's not overlock seam.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Right. I just, you know, I think about several things when I make a seam allowance.
Right.
I think about durability. I think about bulk. Yep. Those are probably the two big things I think of.
Okay. Durability and bulk.
Right. And the thing is you can always take bulk away if you have to, because you can go back and trim or grade a seam allowance.
Yeah.
Okay. But once it's too small,
right,
you're screwed.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So the other use for these, which I had not really, I don't think I'd really thought about this when I made them originally, but it's something that I've like advised people to do, and that is to mark a stitching line.
Yes.
On a pattern.
On something else.
Yes. So sometimes this is the place that I think about this the most is on the collar of like a button-up shirt and the collar stand. Sometimes that's kind of a tight curve, or so that's on the collar stand. Sometimes I like to mark my stitching, and I'll mark it on the cotton organdy that I've used to interface it, okay? I like to mark my my stitching line. So if I look at my pattern and it says, you have a half-inch seam allowance, or you have a 5/8-inch seam allowance, I choose the seam allowance disc, and then I can just trace, and I can see where I'm going to sew. Now, I just told you all not to, like, look at your needle, right?
Right.
You know, that we use the edge of our, you know, we use our guides. But sometimes when you're doing something really precise like that, it's also good to get an idea of exactly where your stitching line is, because I will decrease the length of my stitch around the curve of the collar stand.
That's what you should do.
Yeah. And so just another little reference line for me to look at.
Anytime you have a sharp point, are sharp, you know, a very acute curve, you should decrease your stitching length.
Okay, and then also what I thought you were going to say then, so that's on our collar stand where you get that little curve right there where like your button is going to go, and then on your collar points, we recommend truncating those. We're not the only people to recommend truncating those. They're like
a pretty well-known piece of advice. People have figured that out.
Not everybody knows about it.
I have to admit, when I was like 9 years old, I did not truncate.
Sure, sure.
I learned it later.
So sometimes people will sew the point and then go back after the fact and sort of, you know, sew it off and trim. But if you want to be really efficient, you can mark that ahead of time. And I have tried before to kind of guesstimate, you know, and be like, okay, I'm getting close, but now I'm going to pivot and do my three little stitches, you know, and then get on back on my seam allowance. And it's just kind of nice to do that.
I will. You know, this is around, well, here you go. I know this is, recording this during sort of holiday time, and people are making gifts. And one of the gifts people make that I see that I could improve, help them improve on, is like stuffed animals. So if you get to that ear and it's the point of that ear,
turn down that
stitch count. And if you're on something, you're on a fabric and you're going to stuff it, right?
Yeah.
You've made a sandwich, two pieces of fabric together, whatever you do. Use a small, don't think you can get by with a large, because what happens is when you go to stuff, you're spreading those stitches.
So, you know how we're normally telling you to lengthen your stitch?
You actually want a smaller stitch. So two are, you know, I have made like fingers on dolls and I'm stitching 1.5.
Well, I just did that star.
Yes.
Okay. And I was okay with how it looked, but I was poking it out, and I accidentally like went between my stitches.
Right.
Now, it was really bulky, so I was trying to like, you know, move things along a little bit, but probably at my points, I could have decreased my stitch.
And that is also, for me, in the category of down and dirty sewing.
And like, crafty sewing.
Yeah. It doesn't, you know, you're not looking at the point of a collar.
Yep.
Or you haven't tried to make this, when I say doll, I'm talking about like an art doll or something like that.
Mom made art dolls, not just any old doll.
No, I don't make dolls. I have taken doll classes, and I don't know that I've ever made a doll.
No, you've talked about this quite a few times.
Right.
And you did like this was an interesting time in our sewing lives.
I learned a lot.
When we hosted those doll makers.
You did learn a lot. I learned about dyeing. I learned about painting. A lot of surface treating.
Yeah.
There just a whole bunch of stuff I learned about.
No, it was fun times. And yeah.
So we have a lot of doll parts.
We do. Yeah. We do. We've like doll boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, hanging out. Okay, so what you do on this, when I'm talking about tracing out the stitching lines,
right,
you don't have to do it for the whole piece. So, like, on the collar, there's only 2 points.
Right.
So, I sort of do it on the short end and a little bit on that long end. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do it on the whole thing. And then it shows me right where to pivot, shorten that stitch,
that's right,
get my 3 little stitches in or however many, and then pivot and
change. And another thing, if you're having trouble going around a curve, I know we're getting away from seam allowances, but we're talking about stitching seams.
This is our show.
That's true.
We can do what
and
we want.
We should not break the rule and start staying on subject.
Because yeah,
no
right.
one would know it was no us. They would think that
What's
we had
happening?
Stand-ins.
What's happening?
So if you're having trouble sewing a curve or sewing a point, think about that. What you need to do is shorten your stitch because it's just like a circle. As the circle gets smaller, right, the points are closer together.
Yeah.
As the circle gets, you want to keep them as close together. The more points, the smoother the
curve. Yep, exactly. So, I just kept coming up with more uses for these seam allowance discs. So I did just like a little demo in the self-sewn wardrobe group and of adding the seam allowance to my easy tee.
You could also wear them as earrings.
You can, yes, there you go.
Nose ring. Navel ring.
Almost let me get my belly button pierced.
I wish I had before I had surgery. I'm mad now that I didn't do my own.
Yeah. I'm fine.
They really made mine look funny, like smiles sideways.
I'm fine with not having.
Now, like, I guess I don't care anymore.
Any more piercings.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at like taking care. Like I could never dye my hair on time.
I told you you could pierce anything you wanted when you paid your own bills.
No, you were going to let me get my belly button pierced when I was like 16.
Was
I almost had you convinced.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah,
I think I almost had you convinced. Anyway, so I only have my ears pierced. I'm just boring.
I just have one hole in each ear.
Zelda started asking me if it hurts to get your ears pierced.
Yeah, she wants to. She asked me if she can have her ears pierced, and I said, "Yeah, you can."
Yeah, I don't. Sure.
I don't know.
I don't know. Whatever. who even cares about anything anymore?
Right. I don't wear earrings. My mask gets in the way.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Exactly. Now, I had a friend who said she purposefully wears larger earrings.
I know people that have attached earrings to their mask,
and then they don't have to put them in their ears. Yeah, very smart. Very
smart. Well, because when you take it off and on, you're pulling at your earrings.
Yes, absolutely. I stopped wearing earrings a lot when I had kids because I kept scratching them.
And they pull them.
Yeah, but I was hurting the kids because I would like. The way I would like put them on my shoulder.
I haven't even been wearing hand rings because I wash my hands so much.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, seam allowance discs. Though that's a few of the ways.
That's.
So you can modify. Okay, and then this is just another thing that's come up for me.
It could be on a zipper pull too.
Yeah.
It'd be really cute.
So these are a thing where they'll last like forever. Okay. We've done a podcast before about things that'll like last you forever in your sewing room. And like one of those things is the thread lift.
Right.
And then one thing that I used to think would last you forever were your rulers. And then everybody started talking about how they drop the rulers and break them. And then I finally did that one time. It wasn't our ruler.
Some people also will rotary cut and chop into their ruler, and
I've seen that happen before.
I've seen people do that.
And so these discs are, unless you lose
them. This is a durable piece of property.
It's a very durable piece. And I don't, like you said, it's not something I get out and use every day. Like, I get out my rotary cutter every day.
Right.
I'm using, like, ZD's favorite scissors every time I sew.
Right.
But when I do need them, I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the thing. Like, this is the right tool for the job. So, while they are a little
bit. Well, and, if you, for some reason, need curved lines, right? Say you're you know, that you need to mark curved lines, you can get those distances and mark them on something.
Yeah. No, it's just...
I mean, there are things that they can be used for. I'm sure we haven't used them for everything that we could possibly use them for.
Right.
Maybe we could teach fractions with them, Mallory.
Maybe. I don't know. People were
maybe
asking...
Maybe Mallory shouldn't teach fractions.
Yeah, people were asking for a metric version, but I'd have to make sure that we had, like, enough... you know, demand for that since we have to order such a high volume. So anyway, they are a little bit of an investment, but once you have them, you know, you have them. Like, they don't, like, wear out. You know, they're not a consumable. And then someone said that they had just received theirs, and they were like, I hung them on my wall, and they look very swagalicious. So it felt like they were a piece of decor. You know, yeah, hanging these, like, on a little nail on the wall, you know, I think would be really cute. We had a little box for them, and I couldn't really source that again for these because of their size. And honestly, I think the box would be easier to lose than something you can, like, hang up. You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like the chain.
In fact, I think I had ours on a chain in the box.
No, I did.
Yeah.
I packaged them with the chain before, but now since we have, like, more size, so it was a chain and a box, you know. But yeah, I think it's an improved design. I'm so happy with them. And if you want to check them out, you just go to sewhere.com/shop and you'll see seam allowance discs. And I have a video of one thing you can do with them, but hopefully I'll get my stuff together and maybe make a video of, like, every single ding dang thing that you can do with these. Because it's, I think that they're a pretty good idea. Okay. So ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. It's time you did something.